being Native American, a lot of our stuff is very specific and spiritually oriented and stuff like that.
22-year-old Michael Shoney wears lavender nail polish on one hand and big white dangling earrings as he sits at a round table sharing his story with others about his age.
I'm talking about my experience being a two-spirit indigenous person in the modern world.
And what does that mean?
Well, being an indigenous person in the modern world is an experience in itself, but also being a person that's two-spirit, which could be categorized in the LGBTQ realm and stuff like that, is another experience on top of that. And
in the modern Western world, Shoney identifies as a gay man. But in the past, people with two spirits led different lives before losing the tradition through assimilation.
It's basically being someone with both a male and female spirit, and it's in a individual. And in that, they're held more high regard. They're held as caretakers, very prominent community members, storytellers, medicine people, healers, and they were just well revered for their knowledge and their cultural intake and the way they took care and helped the community.
Teresa McElvoy is the counselor for Western Iowa Tech and helped organize this human library, uniting people from across the community.
And the purpose of the event is to educate people on other people's story, right? So they're here, these human books are here to share their story about maybe struggles they've had in life that they've overcome, or maybe ways that they've been judged or experienced prejudice, or and so they're here to educate their peers about their own identity, their own culture, their own experience, and just to share their knowledge with others and hopefully work to dispel some myths or prejudices that are out there.
30 different individuals giving insight on their lives, all with unique perspective.
So we have 30 books here today, the majority of which have some tie to WIT. Maybe they were an alum, maybe they took classes here, maybe they're employed here. So the experiences are vast and varied. They talk about anywhere from identifying as trans man, to a Vietnam vet, to a local police officer.
I'm a kid of the 90s, so I grew up with the Rodney King incident, being big on TV and seeing the LA riots. And that kind of affected some of my perspective of policing. What else affected it is my stepdad was a cop, so I saw day in and day out what being a cop's about. And so
Jeremy McClure is the community policing sergeant for the Sioux City Police Department.
I'm talking about how law enforcement affects different communities, especially minority communities, and things that we can do to police better and build better relationships with those communities.
What do you think can be done?
I think the biggest thing is just being open and talking to each other and communicating and understanding each other's perspectives and understanding why people feel the way they do.
Most people didn't feel like the term gay, lesbian, queer, transgender, it didn't fit them.
Michael Shoney is open about his life and experiences.
I was actually very nervous, but I'm actually glad to share a part of myself and a part of awareness to other people about.
As a current student at the community college's campus in Denison, this gathering allows him to connect with others, also continuing their education, including lessons on life. On the campus of Western Iowa Tech Community College, Sheila Brummer, Siouxland Public Media News.